1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station has a conversation now with Fred Upton, the congressman from St. Joseph, whose district includes Allegan County. He joins us from Washington, where he not only handles affairs for the county, but also handles the Energy and Commerce Committee as its chairman. Fred, good morning. Hopefully you are well on this Tuesday.
Yep. Not a bad traffic day to get in today, so it's getting the Michigan crisp air, that's for sure.
It is crisp, I would believe, in more ways than one on Capitol Hill involving healthcare.gov.
Well, you're not kidding. And, you know, I'll tell you what's sad, but it's so sad about this. And there's a NBC report that came out last night that we've been learning about for some time now, and that is, you know, when you talk about the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and the president himself refers it to it that way, so it's not meant as a slight at all, it was sold, if people know one thing about it, one selling point, it was if you like your health care, you can keep it. And now we've discovered that for years, two or three, the administration, in fact, did know that millions of Americans would lose their coverage and are finding out now, as they're getting these cancellation notices, that their premiums are going up as much as 400%, and so are their deductibles. And they're not very happy about that. In addition, of course, one of the things that my committee has been investigating for many months has been the broken promise that they would be ready to sign people up. I mean, for months they've been telling us, even a couple weeks before the October 1st deadline, oh, yeah, never fear. We're all set. And lo and behold, it was only a week or two before the October 1 deadline that they found out themselves that there had never been any what we call line-to-line testing. In essence, testing all the different parts of signing up. And as a consequence, it is just in shambles. Again, just yesterday, the website was down. People are experiencing delays of many hours on the computer. I've seen some people have been trying, literally, I did a Teleton meeting last week. A woman who told me she was on the phone, she was a Democrat from Buchanan. She had tried every day for 3 weeks, even getting up at 5, 6 in the morning trying to log on. So it's a mess. And last night, I introduced legislation that, in fact, will allow people to keep their health insurance if they like it. And my sense is that if we get pretty good wave of support, and I'll be talking about it today at our Republican conference meeting, which we have every week, got a good number of co-sponsors on our committee yesterday, that, in fact, we might see this legislation reach the House floor for a vote and put some pressure on the Senate to follow suit. We'll see.
Some say that Keep Your Health Plan Act may be a little superfluous, may not be needed because of the fact that some of the other plans that will be available will be cheaper and more comprehensive, and that these people that might lose their coverage actually might end up getting a better deal if they go through the health care exchanges.
Well, you know, that ought to be their choice. They ought to have as many options as they can. And they ought to decide based on their own health care and their own financial needs what they choose to have. I tell you, I did a Michigan talk show radio program last week, a station out of Lansing. And one of the guys asking me questions, like you, said that he had gotten his cancellation notice earlier in the week. And it was, in fact, a 400% increase in the premium. And I want to say, said a $6,000 increase in the deductible. Let him choose. That's what this is all about. We shouldn't mandate all of this. We ought to let people have as many choices as they can. Actually, that's one of the selling points. You know, when we expanded Medicare to include a drug benefit, it was made voluntary. People are still not forced to sign up into it. They can choose from dozens of plans in virtually every state. And as their health changes from year to year, there's an open season that they can actually change and adjust the plan in terms of what they pay for. And that's what America is. Have a choice. Be able to decide where things are going to be as it relates to your own health care. And that's what we're going to try to do with this legislation that allows that instead of having it removed forcibly from someone who actually, remember the promise, if you like it, you can keep it.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, talking with Congressman Fred Upton. In one phrase purportedly made by former House Speaker, now House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, continues to resonate, saying, pass it and we'll figure out what is in the Affordable Care Act once it gets passed. And now that we're finding more and more, a lot of people are liking it less and less.
Well, you're right. And I had some people in my office yesterday, and I still have a copy. I remember when this bill passed, and I remember it passed by one vote on Christmas Eve in the Senate, passed not by very many votes, I want to say six or eight in the House on a Sunday afternoon. I still have the original copy that was presented to the House floor. I'm looking at it right now. It's on my floor. It's about almost a foot thick, 2,000-some pages long. Nobody read it. They're now finding out what exactly is in it. There's a lot of problems in this thing, and they need to be fixed. And that's one of the reasons why I now have introduced legislation that makes whole the promise that if you like your health insurance, you can keep it. And we'll see if we can't pass that perhaps as a separate bill in the next couple of weeks.
Congressman Fred Upton, we appreciate your thoughts about some of the issues of the day as you chat with us every Tuesday. We'll do this again next Tuesday morning, and we wish you and your family well this coming week. And let's see if we can get to the bottom of some of the problems going on with the Affordable Care Act and healthcare.gov. Thanks, Fred.
You bet.